Big headline to start. DeepSeek's $45 billion valuation bid reads less like finance theater and more like a live deployment test for robotics and physical AI. They're pushing an open-weight stack and linking into the Hugging Face ecosystem, which sounds powerful, but hardware teams will judge it by real-world uptime.
Exactly. Capital is rushing into model labs and infrastructure, but humanoids and industrial arms judge success by integration, latency, and determinism. An open-weight approach helps interoperability, yet the decisive metric is whether the stack runs reliably on robot controllers and on the factory floor.
That tension plays out across enterprise AI too. We're seeing big money partnerships and funding waves, but when those dollars hit the robot floor, they collide with hard limits. Compute budgets, systems integration, and safety certification timelines.
And those limits aren't abstract. Edge GPUs, determinism for motion control, network partitioning, and validated safety stacks all add cost and time. Procurement cycles and legacy PLCs mean scaling isn't just a software push, it's a systems engineering problem.
OpenAI's trusted access for cyber in the GPT-5.5 cyber preview shows what deployment-grade defense looks like. Authorized defensive use, tighter access controls, and auditability. For industrial operators, it's a reminder defenses must be operationally enforceable.
Right, deployment-grade AI defense is least privilege APIs, firm identity and attestation, immutable logs, and operator workflows that make decisions auditable. Robots amplify risk, so defensive tooling has to integrate with fleet management and safety cases, not sit off to the side.
On the retail front, Brain Corp's BrainOS shelf scanners hitting 350 Albert stores is a concrete scale-up beyond pilots. The check rollout proves the tech, but it also makes the operational hard parts obvious. Staff workflows, exception handling, and continuous calibration.
The ROI depends on that discipline. Scan cadence, who resolves flagged mismatches, SKU mapping between the store system and the scanner, and change management processes determine whether the deployment actually reduces shrink or just creates more alerts.
Torque's move to put a level 4 system on the Freightliner Cascadia with Daimler truck is another deployment test after 2 decades of R&D. It's a milestone, but fleet-level reliability, regulatory conformance, and maintenance logistics are the next battlegrounds.
Exactly. Beyond a demo, there are questions about operational envelopes, how handoffs are handled, uptime SLAs, and how teleoperation or remote supervision scales. Those details will determine whether platoons of autonomous trucks are cost-effective and safe.
And in industrial robotics, Dabot earning ISO 10218 cybersecurity verification for the CR38 shows certifications are becoming procurement filters, not PR stunts. SGS's verification of conformity signals buyers want secure by design rather than retrofitted security.
That shifts vendor priorities, cryptographic identities, secure boot, signed firmware, vulnerability disclosure processes. Certification raises the bar, adds cost up front, but simplifies enterprise adoption and insulates operators from downstream security risk.
If you step back, a common pattern emerges. Headlines and valuations are attracting attention, but the marketplace is increasingly governed by operational truths, integration, safety, certification, and human workflows.
And a second, sharper point, open models and defensive AI matter only insofar as they can be pinned down into reproducible, auditable procedures that technicians can run daily. Without that, scale stalls despite the money.
So the takeaway, we're moving from promise to plumbing. The companies that win will be those that translate model advances and certifications into repeatable, secure operations at scale, not just flashy DMOS.
Good note to end on. We'll keep watching how these deployment tests, from valuations to certifications, reshape who gets to build real, reliable physical AI.